Year after year, BC's Civil Resolution Tribunal handles some of the more interesting legal actions in the province's justice system. The tribunal adjudicates such things as airline ticket disputes, neighbor problems, fights over pets and strata battles, among other things. Taylor Swift. One of the highest-profile disputes of the year was about Taylor Swift tickets. Friends Jacqueline Cambert and Kamara Young wound up before the tribunal after Young got a code allowing her to buy Swift tickets when they went on sale in 2023. Cambert said the pair had agreed that if one secured tickets they would purchase four and split the costs so that both take their daughters to the show. It didn't work out that way. Cambert told the tribunal that Young did not hold up her end of the deal, and refused to transfer the tickets. Young denied the parties had any agreement. The tribunal ordered Young to hand over the tickets. Coldplay. A BC woman who claimed she thought she was on a date to a Coldplay concert in Vancouver was ordered to pay the man she went with $450. Michael Stolfi claimed Alyssa Randles agreed to repay him $600 for the cost of tickets to the September 2023 concert and for associated travel expenses, tribunal member Mark Henderson said in a July 15 decision. But Randles said she thought the concert was a date. She said Stolfi didn't ask her to share the cost of the night out until after the concert was over. Henderson said Randles failed to prove the concert ticket was a gift. I find it was a loan and Ms. Randles must repay Mr. Stolfi $450 for the cost of her Coldplay ticket, Henderson ruled. Bus dispute. Two people who rented a bus for a church group trip were to get $3,000 back after vehicle issues and a rude driver, BC's Civil Resolution Tribunal ruled November 22. Michael Habib and Samuel Guindy chartered a bus from DW Colon Inc., for a round trip from Vancouver to Kelowna in July 2023, according to tribunal member Peter Menny's decision. Habib and Guindy paid $4,137 before the trip. The pair told the tribunal the bus needed repairs in hope which delayed their trip by over an hour. They also claimed the bus's air conditioning was not working from Hope to Kelowna. The driver was rude, aggressive, and made disparaging comments about their religion in email exchanges. The bus broke down, and the company refused to return them to Vancouver. The two claimed a full refund. Sex problems dismissed. A BC man who claimed $1 million in damages after a car accident interrupted his sex life had his case dismissed by the tribunal after it was discovered he had requested Viagra from a doctor a year before the incident. According to the decision, handed down by the tribunal on October 29, a man identified as J.U. missed work due to injuries from a 2021 motor vehicle accident. ICBC paid him $1,794.07 in income replacement benefits. But the man claimed the insurance corporation failed to pay him benefits for the first 10 days after his accident. He claimed an additional $3,352.60. J.U. also claimed his sex life was ruined by his accident-related injuries, a condition that entitled him to $1 million in permanent impairment compensation. Tribunal member Sarah Orr said there was also a March 22, 2023, note in the psychologist's clinical records indicating that J.U.'s doctor had prescribed medicine for sexual dysfunction. She considered the case flaccid and dismissed it. Strata French fries. A strata in Maple Ridge, BC, was ordered to reimburse an owner $400 for fines it levied over hallway noise and a French fry found in an elevator. BCFS Residential Rentals Limited. BCFS, which owns two lots in the strata, claimed the strata used CCTV recordings to enforce its bylaws and impose fines against a tenant contrary to the Personal Information Protection Act, PIPA, and the Strata Property Act, SPA. Tribunal Vice Chair J. Garth Cambry said in his October 25 decision, I find that it was significantly unfair for the strata to rely on the video recordings because that use contravened the PIPA, Cambry said. Basketball Diaries. A BC man missed his shot at stopping kids from playing basketball in his neighborhood. The tribunal said the absence of basketball caused damage meant the case could be dismissed. Gilbert Stephen Milne and Ryan Vernon McGregor own homes in the same neighborhood, tribunal member Peter Menny said in a Sept. 18 decision. The decision didn't disclose the location of the neighborhood. McGregor set up a basketball net on his property in his backyard, but Milne, who lives across the street, told Menny it is not allowed under the building scheme registered on McGregor's property. Milne asked for an order that McGregor remove the basketball net and asked for monetary damages for a flower pot, hummingbird feeders and fence. He has not provided any photos of a basketball in his yard or receipts for replacement items that were allegedly destroyed, Menny said. Buttocks. A BC woman who claimed emotional distress after her neighbor bared her buttocks to her through a window lost her $500 damages suit. The Osoyoos resident filed a tribunal claim after a June 30, 2023 incident. She and her neighbor live in a townhouse complex, tribunal member Maria Montgomery wrote. The woman claimed her neighbor exposed her buttocks when in full view of her kitchen window with the intent of upsetting her and her spouse. The woman provided a video file to the tribunal that showed a figure bending over and pulling down their pants. The neighbor, however, said the figure in the video could not be her as she was working at the time. Montgomery said the applicant had to prove her neighbor engaged in wrongful conduct and that conduct caused something more serious and prolonged than the usual annoyances, anxieties and fears that arise in society.